It's 9:23 a.m. and an idea.
You said keep it short, this is peach fuzz. Contact, couple months, then we out. You said keep it short, this is peach fuzz. Contact, couple months, then we out. It's nothing serious.
Yeah, mama, I'm daddy. No, I'm not. Are you a lot of fucking problems? You gonna probably shoot your colors.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind. Hello, welcome back to another dope-ass episode of Lit Like Leash, the only place on the internet that gives you those three best things. And since y'all don't fucking know me and I don't fucking know y'all, I'm gonna give you them three best things. It's weed, chicks, and vibes. So why don't we all go ahead and say hello, since we got hella heads here in the podcast today. Tell them who you are.
One at a time. So, Severe 609, man. You already know this is.
It's Nate.
Y'all got the lighter?
Mm-hmm. Smoke with Big Dope.
Casper with a dollar sign. So, thank you.
Don't forget that dollar sign, bro.
Please don't forget the dollar sign, because he made that very, very, very evident when he introduced himself.
Stizzy. Oh.
So, guys, thank you for coming on the podcast. You guys got any projects y'all want to talk about? Any upcoming albums? Any singles you just dropped? Any SoundClouds you want to add? Like,
yeah. At my SoundCloud at Severe609. The O is an actual...
Like, what do y'all do? Y'all didn't even introduce yourselves. Y'all didn't say I'm a rapper, I'm a creative, I'm an artist, I paint pictures.
I'm all that in one, you feel me?
Let me see the logo.
Me and my boy Nate, we got a song coming out. It's called 3 a.m. We ain't dropping it yet, though.
I do not look good in that camera, but that's fine. We can edit on that one.
Yeah, baby.
All right, and what do you do, Nate and
Cash with the dollar sign. Don't forget that dollar sign.
Exactly. I'm an artist. Feel me? Mm-hmm. I smoke Big Dope every day. That's all I do. I live the life of a rapper, feel me? So I'm bound to get famous, you already know, feel me?
Yeah, Nate, what you do, son?
I'm a rapper. I smoke dope. That's about it.
This nigga said that's about it, bro. But yeah, that's about it. We just some young niggas trying to get money, bro.
Okay.
Like, we make music, son.
Young niggas in the cash game. I feel you.
Yeah, you feel me?
All right, so, since y'all got no albums upcoming or nothing, we can get into the next segment, which is usually what's the strain. We let them know what we smoking on, what you rolled it in, who rolled it, how long you been smoking on it, and what's going on with it. So who you got? So if you, since you don't know what it is, we usually just throw the town we got it from and then put Kush on the end. So where'd you get it from?
Facts. This shit is Brick City Kush on Newark, New Jersey. Facts.
Brick City.
Yeah, we got some bullshit. This is Montclair Kush. Niggas don't really smoke Montclair weed, but we got that shit.
Nah, this West O, son.
Mm-hmm.
This is West O shit.
You got the West O, but I got the Montclair shit.
And, you know, we got the Patterson Kush here, you know. And shout out to Ripe Studios, guys. That's where we're recording. Make sure y'all come in, y'all upcoming artists, you poets, you podcasters. Make sure y'all come through and support Ripe Studios. Get your sessions.
That's what's
up.
Because
it's the dope. And we rolled in the backwoods. Hella backwoods coming through at the studio. It's a lot going on.
But woods.
You know, see, here's the thing. Leisha's been trying to get off tobacco for a minute. If y'all, my supporters, my fans, they've been seeing my struggle because the bitch was a black and mild bitch for a minute.
Miles be busting them. You can't really say no.
And I had to get off of those because I was smoking backwoods like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. All I smoke is bogeys, feel me? Bogey gang. Yeah, wake up and smoke a bogey.
You wildin' with the stogies, though.
Before I eat breakfast.
Wait, cigarettes? Yeah, I wish I had a soundboard, because I really be trying to tire
you know what niggas got to do? They need to get on the backwood wave. Just roll all backwards.
Yeah, son, that shit's actually...
No dunchies, no swishers, none of that.
I see what you mean about the miles, though. I see what you mean, because sometimes I be smoking them shit, my chest be hurting and all that shit, so...
I be seeing your Instagram, too. No, like, you be loving your miles. I be like, all right. Like,
damn,
you proud. Tell me, do you be hotboxing miles?
Hell no.
That's some other shit, son.
That's Max.
Some other shit.
That's how when you know you ain't your lowest.
You depressed as fuck,
yeah,
son.
Like,
you hot box,
you thinking about your life and shit, son?
Once you hotbox the mile, that's how you know you hit rock bottom, bro.
You just don't know what to do with yourself no more.
Fuck it. I've been smoking bogeys in closets, bro.
Yo, what the fuck, son? Closet
Jerry's
bogeys
on my depressed feelings.
That guy's
like, need some help.
He a closeted bogey smoker, son.
Yo, oh my God. So how, wait, when did y'all start smoking? Let me ask y'all that. That's an icebreaker. When was y'all first time smoking and what age were you?
I was smoking in the
like 14. That was with my older sister.
14? Huh? Okay. Yeah. Family. That's always the best way to do it when you're with your family.
Yeah, but we was going to my girl crib at the time.
Oh.
That was mad funny.
Okay.
I was in that bitch cooking. Damn, son.
Bro, I started smoking in sixth grade.
I'm
bro.
Trying to.
He been finessing since the sixth grade.
Sweet, sweet.
Let me see that ass turning.
What the heck?
Hey, yo, shout out to my boy Jabel. Hands free, my boy Jason. Son.
J Tracks on the beat.
They the real niggas, bro.
Oh, is he an engineer? What is he doing?
Yeah, he the best one in my in Bloomfield, nigga.
Shout out Casper at underscore, the word underscore, underscore, drugs, underscore.
Nigga, that's you. Bro.
On Instagram.
That's nobody else. Let me see the ass turn, bro.
I'm having a lot of issues.
Nigga just shouted himself out.
Or that's me.
You said shouted himself out.
He shouted himself out. Let me see.
All right, guys. So.
You're doing it better than us. You got the water.
You gotta have a bev.
We over here suffering. Like, it's cool, though.
Aw, thanks. Thank you. So, the next segment is What's the Tea, and that's when we get into the shit we see on social media. The, sorry, I got high rules. Yo, it's a hot box, bro.
Yeah, son, this shit hot.
It's hazy.
Yeah, son.
It's actually everyday shit, bro.
Yeah, like, this is like.
I always wear the wrong fucking outfits here.
Jabel be with the shits with the hot box.
Can't I box. Discovered an underground hot spot, like a hot box spot, bro. Like,
the dungeon?
Underground. Yeah, bro.
The dungeon? Yeah, the dungeon, the spot, son. Shout out to the dungeon. Fuck out of here, son.
What's that?
That's the little smoke spot, son.
It's like the lovely bones, like the.
What? Where is this at? It's like need to know.
Yeah, like, if you ain't been in the dungeon, you ain't going to the dungeon. Like,
people be walking over that shit sometimes, bro. Yeah, like nobody knows. There's that like lovely bone.
You feel me? Like, if you ain't been in the dungeon, you ain't going to the dungeon. That's really what it is like.
All right, y'all, but, yeah, wait, what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, so we talk about the shit we see on social media and the social injustices that be killing our highs every day.
Yeah.
You heard racism and bullshit like that.
Like, Trump kill my high every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Look like him.
So, did y'all hear that it was Tupac, the anniversary? It was 22 years later. Happened last Tuesday.
If he was out now, though, that would be funny as hell.
What do you mean?
That would be hilarious, bro.
What do you mean?
Imagine that nigga on a trap beat, bro. That'd be hilarious as hell.
Nah, he finessed that shit, son.
He probably would, though.
Do you think he'd be as big as Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Like, he'd probably be in that mobile position?
What kind of question is that?
If not bigger.
No, I mean, like, you think he'd be in mobile. Like, that's what I mean. Of course he'd be bigger than Jay-Z,
he'd probably be selling bandanas, too, on the low. That'd be a side hustle.
Or would he be on his Suge Knight?
Oh, nah, he would not be on no Suge Knight shit, son. Suge Knight's still going to jail, son. He like 50, son.
Oh, y'all heard about that, right?
Yeah, he's still going to jail, bro.
You just doing some other shit. What you doing? Running over niggas, son.
Yeah, like, he don't got no, bro.
He tried to wild out and shit, son.
Yeah, son, like.
I mean, thought he was going to be chill with his son.
Nah, but Suge Knight really some savage ass nigga, because if he fuck with you, he just going to kill you.
He ran him over, though. You heard how he killed homeboy?
Yeah, ran that nigga over with his truck. On video, like.
Savage.
On video, like, I was watching
that
video.
That's a straight savage. Like, people talking about thug life, and you hear all these rappers always rapping about how they really about that. You know, that's a person that's really
that's
about
some
it.
Casper shit, bro.
I'll go to jail. I don't care.
That's some Casper shit straight.
Yeah, yeah, friendly ghost shit, yeah.
Like, you know, speaking about thug life, did y'all hear that Nipsey Hussle and his store that's in L.A.?
Yo, son, I don't want
to shut up.
Bro, I went to L.A. 3 weeks ago, actually. Like, I drove there and shit, bro.
Yo, is it just me, but dude, Nipsey Hussle look like PNB Rock a little bit, so. Or is it just me, so. I swear to God, son, I was thinking that shit, like, the other day. Just a little bit, Just a little bit, bro.
Son, I think PNB Rock looks like a fucking giraffe, bro.
Oh, God. But, dog, Nipsey Hussle is tough.
Hey, yo.
I think his neck is, like, 30 inches, bro.
PNB Rock.
That shit done.
But, yo, I remember when I was, like, a senior and shit, like, this nigga PNB Rock was hard as hell, son. It's coming up, son. It's when Rockadelphia 3 came out.
Well, that nigga changed,
bro. So, like, yeah, but his store got shot up.
Oh, shit.
And it was the scene of a brawl, too. And the aggressor that, like, the person that started the brawl, he wound up fled. Like, he fled the scene, but it was, like, two people shot. Like, what do y'all think about that? Like, when y'all hear about people in the rap industry and they be involved with, like, gun violence and shit, like, what y'all think?
They ain't doing
that. I feel like...
I don't think they...
That shit's supposed to happen, though, son. You always talking shit, son.
I don't think you can...
You gotta be around niggas with guns, so, like, shit like that's supposed to happen, son.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bound to happen.
If you talk about that shit... It comes with the life. It comes with the rap life.
Yeah, like, if you talking about it, bro, that shit gonna happen around you. Because niggas gonna try to test your gangster, bro. You can't be with the fuck shit.
Word, bro. I'm from Newark, bro. Like, if you got money, bro, like, and you don't have a gun, bro, like, you're just a walking away, bro.
Really?
Bro, yeah. It's the same in Patterson. What? Like, bro, if you see, like, bro, if I see a rapper, bro, or some shit, bro, like, it doesn't cross your mind for 1 second. Like, why is that nigga walking with so much money, like, alone, bro? Like, that's how 6ix9ine.
Like, you wanna, you feel like it's obvious that they
don't know. I wouldn't kill no rapper. Like, I don't fuck with those niggas who be killing rappers. Like, mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, nah, bro, you're fucking tweaking some, but, like, I don't know, these rappers be throwing fucking bands at strip clubs and shit, you feel me? Like, I don't know, like, they're throwing all those bands at strippers and shit. I could do better with that money, feel me? Like, I'll come up and shit, like,
two Yeah. What do you think, Nate?
It's whatever. If you got it, son, and I don't got it, son, I might have to take that shit.
That's a fact, though.
Sometimes niggas just be needed bread, son.
Like, if you got it and I don't got it, I'ma have it.
They can't act like they be rapping about how they did this shit to get up. Like, they should be understanding this shit. You feel me? Like, no hard feelings, bro. It's not personal.
All right, I'm gonna roll up again, guys. Oh, y'all heard about Russ?
Yo, I will slap the shit out of Russ, bro. Like, some nut shit, like, bro.
I don't know why,
I swear to God, bro. Like,
I did a couple bitches some,
bro,
and
he's a little
like
nigga, son.
I want to beat that nigga up. Now. I said that nigga gonna steal my bitches and shit.
Nah, yo, why is he coming for though, young bands like that? Though,
if he came to Newark, bro, it's over for you. I'm robbing you.
Yo, bands is on house arrest, bro. Bands can't do shit right now,
bro. He can pull up to my crib and all that, bro. Like, I'll come out no hand, like no straps, no none of hands, bro. Like, what the fuck? Hmm? I said 1-on-1.
I don't even know who Russ is,
nigga. That's
no
some bitch shit. Feel me? Like, you gonna come to my house with goons? You're a bitch.
It's just security, son.
Feel me?
It's like the point. Like,
he's not pulling. I mean, he could, son.
You got it. You got it.
But it was security, son.
I don't even know who that nigga is.
All right, so you know he jumped Smoke Perp.
He did, son. I wish you would try to jump.
Why you act like you ain't know that shit, son?
I ain't know, son.
His goons touched
Smoke. Well, okay, yeah. Let me clarify. You're right. Let me not put out false news. His goons jumped Smoke Perp. Right. Smoke Perp was at the bathroom by itself.
That's gay as hell, son. They caught that nigga in the urinal, son.
And he was coming out. No, he came out the bathroom. He came out the bathroom and they saw him.
They caught that nigga out
and
the bathroom.
They caught him, and Russ, and Russ said that he didn't have anything to do with it, which is true. I didn't see him nowhere. I didn't see him nowhere in the video that was took. But Joe Budden said that Russ run New Jersey.
What? Joe Budden's a dumbass too, nigga.
What? Listen, nigga. We will not have Joe Budden slander, bro, on this podcast.
Bullshit, Joe Budden, I'm not gonna say Joe Budden's dumb, but like. Russ is not running New Jersey, bro. I don't even know who he
said that. No, Russ was saying that, you know, he could run New Jersey. So
but I don't know who he is. Like, that's the thing, son. For you to run New Jersey, we have to know who you are. I don't know who you are, bro. Like, I can't name one Russ song, bro.
I swear, I can't. You're right. I swear, I can't. I mean.
You ain't put no bread in New Jersey. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you talking about. Run New Jersey. Fuck, you'll get jumped in my hood. Fuck you talking about.
All right, bro. Calm down. This nigga started gigging.
Run New Jersey. Come run it. Fuck
you talking about. Easy, calm down.
Come
on. Yeah, like, calm down.
Like, but no. All right, so that'll lead me to my mysterious case. So, okay, so mysterious case segment, like, Lee, shit's at. we got a celebrity that we talk about that's literally a mysterious case right now, like what the fuck is up with them type situation. And that's who this week is about. It's Russ. He's versus everybody. He's got issues with 22 Adam, Young Bands, like y'all said, Smoke Perk.
Damn, Young Bands will smoke him, son.
All right, so tell me about what happened with him and Young Bands, because I'm not really familiar with that situation.
I don't know that situation either. I just fuck with Young Bands, bro. I fuck with his music, fuck with his persona, everything, son.
You got to put me on, because I really haven't even listened to a Young Bands song on the board before. Is it good? All right, I'm going to listen to it after the podcast.
He was actually bumping one in the Uber on the way here.
So. All right, what's the name of it?
A snippet, actually. It was just a snippet, bro. Like, I don't even know.
Yo, son, so I'm on live right now.
All right, what's happening?
I'm on live, right? And somebody was just like, yo, y'all niggas pussy. Y'all didn't even shout me up. First off, to that nigga who said that, son, eat a dick, bro. No funny shit. Like, fuck is you talking about, bro? Because we ain't shout you out, you mad, bro? Like, eat a dick, son. On live, I said that shit. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Breaking
news. Said shout me out or stab.
What? Yeah, like, what the fuck type message that is that, bro? Like, type of
stupid. Maybe he should be the mysterious case.
Yeah, like, he needs to be, bro. Like, fuck wrong.
Who is that nigga, son?
It's Jordan, son.
Oh, that nigga's...
Yeah, like, fuck this nigga mad because I ain't shouting him out, son. Like, niggas is not shouting you out, son. They're custody, son. But anyway, like that's my nigga, bro. Like, that's my nigga.
Yeah.
But, like, bro, like, he just did some bullshit on the live, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you feel me?
He violated?
Yeah. All
right.
That's my boy, but he did some bullshit just now, son.
What about Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem?
Y'all first off, bro, Eminem, I was waiting for you to ask this question, bro. Machine Gun Kelly, bro, yo, son, he just need to stop, bro. Like,
okay, all right. So
I fuck with that nigga,
Eminem.
Machine Gun Kelly. Just, oh, I'm not gonna hold you.
I fuck with
I
him.
I do like. I like him.
So I like him. I like his.
I like him, but just the person that he's going after, bro. I don't think he's ready. Like,
if what?
He,
no one's ready.
I don't think he's ready for Eminem.
Bro, like, only Drake, like, bro. Like,
Eminem came up off of battling, bro. So
wait,
you don't want.
I heard something about Drake. I'm sorry.
Where only Drake could like, bro. Like only Drake could probably like.
So you
him.
Fuck with Drake?
Yeah. And
so
I,
all right,
bro,
all right.
Does, son,
so
Drake,
let me ask you this
Drake
really quick. I'm
gonna
get back to you soon here. But let me ask you this really quick. Y'all heard of the Three Kings? Who would you think if you heard it in rap? Who would be the Three Kings?
Drake, Eminem, and like.
All right. No.
You were
from this.
I think. Oh wait, listen, of all time,
not,
son.
No, not of all time. Of this generation, like what you listen, you grew up listening to.
I think, like,
Lil Wayne gonna be up there.
Chief Keef, all right, let me throw this at you. All right, so for the podcast, all right,
bang bang.
But listen, let me listen. So for the podcast, I always say the Three Kings. If I was to think of from this generation lyrically, I would say Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick.
Are you?
Oh
one
yeah,
of those,
that's a given though. That's a given.
You
that
one was, of those.
What I'm saying, like that's a given when you think of like the new age like, shit. You automatically like, think that like the Drake, the J. Cole's, the Kendrick's. Like, if you mean new age now, I'm thinking you're talking about like pumps
mask,
and shit.
Bro.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking you're talking about like ski mask and all that. Like,
oh,
like,
no,
like,
she
talking about
since
like,
you grew up on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was talking about the newer person.
All right, then I would think
like
Chief
Keef though, son.
Yeah.
Hold on, I don't even know why I hopped off the live. Like,
yeah, I was going to ask. Why you didn't want to be like on live? You got upset from that. You're like,
yeah,
no.
Like, I got a little mad, like, and fuck are you talking about?
You banged on him. He said, fuck that. No lie for you.
Yeah, like, wasn't even going to give him clout on the live, bro.
But he got clout in the podcast. Shouts out to you, Jordan.
Yeah, shout out to Jordan, bro. But, don't do that shit no more, bro. Because I will violate you because I'm hot, son.
So if you had to pick team Cardi B or team Nicki, who would it be?
Bro, my team Cardi B, bro. I'll fuck the shit out. Oh, my God.
Hey, yo, Bradley, son. Casper,
I
want to
get
dollar sign.
With the dollar sign. I see what the dollar sign is for now.
I'm going to need your dollar sign to
out of
chill,
pocket,
bro. He out of pocket, bro. He said, I will yo, come
seriously,
on, bro. I know, bro. And it's sad.
All right, so you,
what
guy? Oh, wait, okay. We
that's
got here also. Wow.
Mad, bro.
Wow.
If, no, listen, look.
We're going to have to
back.
Minute mark.
If we was super up, like on some like Drake shit, he probably would. Like,
I understand.
Shit.
Yeah, but we
the
not.
Braids
I mean.
And all that. Mm.
He's
check my Instagram.
Listen. So you team Cardi B in this whole thing.
Fact.
But did y'all hear that? Yeah.
Yeah, I like Nicki Minaj too, son. Her
there's no hard feelings against her. Like Cardi B is just taking over right now. So.
Yeah. but did you hear that Rihanna and Beyonce unfollowed Cardi B because of the whole situation from the Fashion Week?
unfollowed her or something?
Yeah.
That's on him.
That's childish. You unfollowed her, son.
I mean, they could really fuck with Nicki, though, son.
Well, Rihanna and Nicki Minaj have an issue themselves. That's what I just found out. I didn't even know they had an issue. They got some issues.
Obviously, they passed it up if they not fucking with Cardi, though, son.
So that's the thing I was going to say. Like, when it comes to Cardi B, she's got something. I don't know what type of spark, what type of Santa Maria she got in her back pocket or what, but she got something helping her out.
What?
And
you don't think her music is good?
Her music is great. No, don't get me wrong. I've been bopping. No. All right, so here's the thing. I mess with Cardi B, yes. I've been messing with Cardi B, but when it came to her elevating herself, that's when I started kind of faltering on her a little bit. I want her to elevate herself to the status that she is right now. Like, she's a fucking superstar. I need her to elevate herself.
Where you think she's still acting a little trifling and shit, right?
Yes, yeah, we're not back where we used to grow up. You know, you made it. You're there. Yeah. You got
facts,
your name. Yeah,
why are you still acting like that? I mean, shit,
that's
facts.
My thing.
She just got to break out of that, though. Tweaking, bro.
But I know we're gonna break out of that.
We gonna do that though.
We
gonna still be doing the same shit.
Yeah. Like, okay. So I get that. There's that thing about switching up, but it's just. Sometimes when you make a certain tax bracket, you gotta be able to act a certain way.
Yeah, of course, bro.
If you're saying like you're not accepting shows under 300K, you gotta act like you're not accepting shows under 300K.
Words, that's facts.
But I mean, hey,
like we not recording in nobody's crib no more. Like
you moved on to studio time.
Yeah, like we not going in nobody's crib no more. So if it's not Jason crib, then we not going. But like we not going to nobody else's crib.
Jason was looking out like, what? That's why I break that shit to me? Y'all not coming to the crib no more?
Nah, son, he coming. Yeah, we going
Did y'all hear about the Cat Williams situation or anything?
Yo, that nigga, bro. Cat Williams is a little too old to be doing what he doing right now. No funny shit. Like, that's my boy. Like, I fucks with him. Some Pimp Chronicles, all that shit is hard.
Yes.
But this nigga is, like, about to, like, bro, he's close, bro. Just know that. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is he doing, son? Like, Tiffany Haddish, bro, she coming up, son. Like, that's, like, when you think of, like, yeah, her roles is, like, always, like, the same shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's her. Like, that's what makes her.
Here's
her.
The thing,
and you
though,
fuck with it.
Just like, I think that he had a point. Think about it. All right, let me spread. Let me say it, and then you let me know if you still disagree or not. All
right.
He said in the interview that she hasn't proven that she can be funny. She's made that point from the script she's been handed.
Mm-hmm.
She can show you guys that she's funny. Sure, these aren't her jokes that she's. That's what he said. Like, y'all thought that she wrote girls.
She's been on, like.
But here's the thing. She hasn't made comedy tours. She hasn't gone around and spread her funny. Mm-hmm. She's just been the funny on screen. And I think that's true. I mean, there have been other female comedians that have gone out, done tours, showed everybody in different cities, like mm-hmm. Samore, Queen Latifah,
Monique,
doing that type of stuff. Like, we all know her from the big screen, but do we know her from I'm going to St. Louis or I went to.
I've seen her on TV shows though. Like, that's cool too. Like, it's kind of, that's her showing her though too. You feel me? If that's her personality and that's how she's getting money from me, why knock her grind, you feel me?
I didn't even think about that. You want to knock her grind. I mean, she's doing her thing, doing what she's doing.
Making money, you feel me?
She might not fuck with the crowds and shit.
Like, she don't have to do, like, she doesn't have to go on tour. She's doing movies. You feel me? That's tour in itself. You got to go to certain locations to do that.
Understandable.
So, on Cat Williams, you need to be quiet, bro.
But you don't think that he's a legend in the comedy game?
He is, bro. But like, you don't think that he can have his kids now, bro?
He fought a 14-year-old in the parking lot. He had two separate occasions. Can I tell you that?
Soccer game, bro. Yeah, little nigga punched on him because Cat Williams punched on him first. Like, damn. Like, no. Why is he fighting little ass kids?
Like, I would have been dying. Let me have been there.
When I
would have been,
bro,
really,
I was like,
real life tears.
I'm surprised Lil Nick, bro.
He beat his ass, though. Like,
nah, son, the little nigga should have did him worse, bro. He should have did that nigga worse, bro. Like, if we would have did that to my brother, bro, Cat Williams would have been in the hospital, bro. That's some real nigga shit, son.
But he handled him by himself.
Yeah, barely. Like, Cat Williams still got up talking about some, yeah, I got sons for you. Like, my brother would have hit that nigga.
But you swung on him, though, and you got sons. Now he need your sons.
Yeah, like, you popped on him. Now you got to go get your sons, bro. Like, damn.
You lost. Take the L.
My dad told me that nigga was a bitch after that. He's like, yo, that's some bitch.
I lost a little bit of respect for Cat.
Like,
yeah,
like, you popped on
I would look at Pimp Chronicles like, you ain't about that late.
Yeah, like, fuck out of here, bro.
Oh my god. But he apologized to Tiffany Haddish though about those remarks he said.
You better have time. I was gonna hit the DM. I'm gonna
what you gonna say?
I'd be like, yo, son, how dare you do that to her, bro? She a national treasure. It's like, nah, nigga.
Protect her at all costs.
Yeah, nigga. What the fuck is you doing?
Hey, yo. Knight, who's your favorite rapper?
Uh oh. And that's it.
I don't even know. It's probably like Young Bands or some shit like that. I don't really
like mainstream. Like, think mainstream. Think like mainstream. Like main mainstream.
I don't know. I mean,
you said Bieber?
I listen a lot of. I listen to 50 Cent.
Oh, I think you said Justin Bieber. I'm about to go
to a lot of niggas. I listen to 50 Cent. Like, 50 Cent.
Wait,
Nas.
Come up closer to the camera.
I listen to like 50 Cent and Nas. That's about it. And then like it's mainstream shit. I mean, I don't really listen to mainstream music like that. So.
Excuse me, sophisticated. He said underground only.
Yeah, underground only, though. That's the best way, son.
Honestly.
Yeah, because if you listen to all the mainstream niggas, bro, they all sound the same. Like, not all sound the same. I ain't going to say it like that. They all just on their own thing. Like, they all doing the same thing. But underground rappers, like, you learning new shit, like, new flows, new everything. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
New shit is coming out.
So, like, y'all was talking about, like, y'all fuck with like Lil Skies and all them people.
I love, bro. That's my like favorite.
He
rapper,
likes
bro.
Lil
That's
Skies.
My favorite rapper.
He loves Lil Skies. I don't like.
Did you see the tribute he did to Mac Miller? At that concert, I don't know if it was Rolling Loud or not.
I respect Lil Skies and shit.
Y'all fuck with Mac Miller though. I ain't hear nothing about.
Yeah, no, I fuck with Mac Miller.
I mean, were you too young?
I was
probably too young, son.
Wow. I'm not gonna lie, son. I fucks with him, bro. I don't listen to him like that. You feel me?
Nah,
but like, you feel me? I respected his whole shit.
Look
like,
at those clouds.
Yeah, so he puffing big dope back there.
Why
someone like,
pass me a backwards?
And he got the silk on.
Yeah, you don't have no more backwards.
Or is there a
Dutch song? Who wanna go make a backwards run?
This nigga said, "Shout me out," or that's a stab. That's the gayest shit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was a black customer at like one of like the Kmart or like Kmart.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And he upped the weapon on him, son. Right? That one?
No, I was going to talk about the one that accused the African security guard of racism, but that sounds way more interesting.
I seen something on IG.
What?
And it was like...
Wait.
You think I know? Yeah.
It's a hot box. It's okay. Words get tricky.
But, bro, I heard that some nigga went in there, son, and they upped the weapon on him, son. It was tilting Glocks, bro. I don't know what happened, son. But I seen that shit on Instagram, so that shit might have been fake. I don't know. Might have been a little troll.
Did y'all hear about the, okay, so, all right, let me go to it. I want to show y'all. Oh, wait, y'all want to play y'all stuff now?
Yeah, I'm about to play some shit that's not out yet.
All right, so tell me who goes first, and I'm going to announce it. And then.
I'm going to let Knight go.
Knight, you got your stuff? You ready? I thought you were breaking down the backwood like that. I was about to go.
No.
Wow. I was looking for a backwood.
Yeah, you want me to just play it? Let
yeah.
Out?
That's the airing glass.
Let's hear it.
The perks.
Bitch, I'm different, not like these niggas. I'm a cop of beam, I'm gon' probably pull the trigger. I only smoke on woods, I cannot puff on no swisher. If you got a problem, I'm gon' be right with ya. Ay, yo, ay, yo, ay, yo, ay, yo. Hop out the Rari, shout out to Kamari. DSA niggas always tryna start a party. Get it in my snap, now she wanna fucking call me. I don't play no games, do I look like an Atari? Ay, yo, ay, yo, oh, yo, ay. I just want ball now, ballin' in that Gucci. Fuckin' with a bitch, cause she came out in a two-piece. I'm not gonna stop. fucking dead now. Dopey to the head now. And I'm fucking dead now. Dopey to the head now. Hey, yo, hey. I don't got no friends. All my friends are dead. I only got my niggas and my niggas getting bread. Police take my pockets, all that niggas so is dead. You say you was about it, so you talking to the fed. Only smoking dopey, take that dopey to the head. I only want the head, so bitch, close your legs. My nigga popped his in, so I guess he off the med. Nigga, you not about it, so don't tell me what you said. All my niggas about it, take that chain from your neck. Honey's on my head, all my friends dead. Honey's on my head, all my friends dead. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Jacket go hard.
Oh,
that's
a
bling. Your homie got on. I like that.
Oh yeah, Jabal's jacket is tough.
How much for it?
He not gonna say.
Nah. If you give him a Q, he'll give it to you.
This is my new shit. Fuck niggas. This shit not even out yet.
Y'all gang? Y'all live? Y'all family? Like y'all close? Huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Squad's important. Squad's important.
Yes, man. We don't got friends. We got brothers.
Ooh, people you commit crimes with. Okay.
Oh, is you Vlad, bro? This Vlad TV? Son? She's trying to ask some cop questions.
Nah. Get out of here. She
said, I don't remember. Doing crimes. Straight to crimes, though.
No. But I don't mean like y'all like commit. Right, I mean like hypothetically. Like if you know that they know where the bodies is buried type situation.
Oh, yeah. Y'all want to see a dead body?
First, yeah. Nobody would let them where the body is. That's how you get caught.
All right, this thing is shit. This is not even out. I don't like it.
I'm waiting on, like, it take you, like, you respect me.
Hey, you said, 609 and shit, man, you already know. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey, why all these fuck niggas hating on me? Said I'm getting to the bag, yeah, I'm getting to the cheese. I don't fuck with birds, but it's robbing on my jeans. And these bitches talking shit, but I'm rolling on the skiff. Why all these fuck niggas hating on me? Said I'm getting to the bag, yeah, I'm getting to the cheese. I don't fuck with birds, but it's robins in my jeans. And these niggas talking shit, but I'm rolling on the skiff. Getting to the bag, and these noses on me. Bitches talking shit, but I'm rolling on the skiff. Charge hit the blunt, then I pass it to the team. And we gon' run out, but we gettin' more green, yeah. Bitches talking shit, but she ain't on my team, yeah. I just got a bitch in the back sippin' lean, yeah. We just be on the fucking shit, gettin' bands now. Niggas talking shit, but it ain't for open handouts. Niggas talking shit, but I'm getting to these racks now. Got a new bitch and I'm about to blow her back out. She was in my crib walking around with her ass out. I was getting to these fucking bands, to that cash now. Walking around with that old bae, it ain't thrasher. I get a new bitch, I might fuck around and thrash her. After that bitch, I'ma fuck around and pass her. I get to the back, little nigga, I'm gon' pass her. Why all these fuck niggas hating on me? Said I'm getting to the bag, yeah, I'm getting to the cheese. I don't fuck with birds, but it's robbing on my jeans. And these bitches talking shit, but I'm rolling all the skiff. Why all these fuck niggas hating on me? Said I'm getting to the bag, yeah, I'm getting to the cheese. I don't fuck with birds, but it's robins in my jeans. And these niggas talking shit, but I'm rolling all the skiff.
Mm-hmm. It dropped.
Leash. Is that her name?
Yeah. Welcome to my podcast.
What happened? Because
I had to catch with two fingers.
Yeah, like, my name's Leisha. Yeah, but everybody calls me Leish.
No, wait.
Sean, what are you doing, Tom?
Can you type in C-A dollar sign?
Hey, what the fuck?
Why can't you do it?
That's what it's looking like.
It's so much. C A.
Too high, so this thing.
C A dollar sign per.
E R.
Okay. Okay. That's pet.
And then no space.
Space.
F L flats and purchases. F L A T F.
Hey, yo,
let me ask
you
a question.
Come here, son.
Because since I spelled that, to be honest.
Flats and purposes.
Oh, you spelled it right. Yeah.
Pretty smart, you know.
So, yeah. Almost got him. He had like an open verse song, and like I just took that
through
shit,
it,
and then yeah. Like,
okay.
I added a verse, like two verses.
Didn't I give you the letters?
He'll make mad songs and then not release
chill
them.
Chill out, letter,
like,
the white one.
We gotta wait later.
Wait, which one has it? Maybe it's out there with them. They need the lighter too.
That would make this a lot easier.
Yeah. That way you just had that over there while we got this one. All right, so I don't have no more topics left. So the second half is about to be a little out of pocket. I don't know how y'all about to react.
Fuck out here,
I don't know if y'all heard the last week's episode, but when I run out of topics, we kind of just go on tangents.
Yeah, son. I'm waiting, son. Just let me know.
All right, I'm not going to tell you what we're going
to
talk about because I want to see your actual
roll,
shock on camera. So we'll see. Was that scratchy? Can you let me know?
Roll.
Is that scratchy?
Out of here, son.
What's that? Okay.
Can't scroll, guy.
You mad because that shit busting on?
Nah, what happened?
Son. He can't scroll, son.
Nah, you want to play games like
he can scroll though. He can scroll.
He can scroll. Playing games like he like that shit not busting.
It look like it's a buster. He looking at it like he's like.
Yeah.
Hating
this shit, son.
I'm hating, bro.
Yeah, son. He's hating. You mad my shit busting though?
Is that what the package is?
I got one right there.
You ever watched Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly, right?
I'm gonna go stop at Med Station after this, probably. Shout out to them.
Yo, you ever watched
You gotta be a member, but
so
it's referral
what is
only
that?
Now.
What is the Med Station?
The Med Station is...
I mean,
I'll shout them out, but you can only get a referral, station? So...
Oh, it's medical.
Alright, so refer me, man.
Do you guys have a medical shop of weed?
Pass that money.
It's legal?
I'm about to... Yeah, I'm about to talk about it really quick. Pass I'm not going... I mean, it's See, not a medical
yeah,
shop.
Sorry.
It's not a medical shop.
Sorry.
It's a collective.
Right,
they
don't
sell weed. It's like a, it's like medical marijuana program.
Niggas steaming want to talk about niggas kind of roll, so you steaming on
that. Knight's so upset at you.
Like
too,
you talking about he can't roll, but you steaming this shit though. But you want to steam his blunt though.
Hey yo.
But you want to hit my weed though.
Yeah, shout out to them. I'm gonna stop at Med Station after this. Their cannabis collective membership only, referral only.
Yeah, that song ain't not coming out yet.
What song? The one you just bought?
Yeah, right, that shit
so
coming out tonight
so
though.
Okay, all right, someone's
because I'm here. If I wasn't here, that shit wasn't coming out, but
thanks
that shit
for
coming
it.
Out tonight.
Thanks.
So.
Thanks for that. All right, so since we're kind of out of topic, I'm going to have one last topic I'm going to save for the end before we cut. But since we out of topics, it's about to be out of pocket season, so I don't know what y'all ready for. But I'm about to ask y'all. My mouth's a little dry. Sorry.
Zoinks.
Zoinks. Jeepers.
Jinkies. Would y'all date a cougar?
Oh, yeah, you bugging. Like, you know who he is,
I have fucked a Wait, date? I don't date.
Yeah, we're not dating, but...
He said, wait.
She can be my wet bitch. She can be my wet bitch.
Take me out, and then I'll fuck the shit out of her. Take me to a hotel. I'm looking for a sugar mama, bro. Like,
yo,
there's
yeah.
There's any sugar mamas out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, inquire with them.
Fuck a rapper and shit, bro. Like, I'll be loyal and all that. Like, all right, just treat me right, bro.
He started bugging on this shit.
Treat me right. But you don't date.
Talk to him.
Why
nice.
They gonna treat you right if you don't
date? I'll date. If she gonna treat me right, I'm going, what? If she look good and all that, what? You got the right person, bro. All right,
so what if it was like your best friend's like mom?
Oh my god, son. Yo, son. Oh my like, god! Nah. This nigga said, "Of course." Nah, bro. I can't
for my best friend.
We looked, yo, we looked at you like you was crazy.
They all probably was like, "So you want to talk to my mom? What's happening?" Yo, so you really would like? What if your best friend found out? What would you tell him? Like,
I mean, if she looks super good.
And y'all,
super
what if you didn't want to end the relationship, but your best friend found out that she was with his mom's?
Bro, you're gonna, bro. I'm not gonna fuck my best friend's mom, bro. You're tweaking, bro.
You're not?
Nah, bro. That's my best friend.
But
bro.
I thought you just said you would.
If she, I mean, that's only if she's like a supermodel and it's all that, and then he'd understand, bro. What you mean? If she's a supermodel and a slut, anyway,
yeah, you
bro,
better,
you
yeah,
understand,
yeah.
Bro. You better understand, bro.
But like, none of our moms are like that. None of our moms are like that.
Of course, bro. I'm fucking your mom. I know it. Talking about it every time I come near you, bro.
Oh, shit, son. He gonna be like, yo, yeah, it was good, bro. I like your shoes, but like, your mom shit was wet. Like,
what?
He gonna say some shit like that. Like,
he's wild.
Your mom shit was wet last night.
Yeah, you feel me, but I like your shoes. What, you trying to chill today, son? Yeah, you trying to chill today? Nah, bro, I got an appointment with your mom. Oh, damn.
A 5:30 appointment. Yeah. I'm gonna see you later, though, afterwards. Alright, I'm trying to think. I just trying to, I hate when I gotta fill up time because then my mind just wanders to some places.
I mean, shit, bro, we already on the way,
so. Y'all be out here like.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Wait, what you about to say?
She could have just said some gay shit.
Wait.
Wait, no, but what you was going to say, what y'all thought to say yes to?
I thought you were about to say, do we be out here like, violating women?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, just fucking mad bitches? Is that what you was about to ask us?
I don't know what you was about to ask.
I was going to say fucking mad bitches raw, but that's about
it. Oh, that's him. Yes. Yes, him, son. Yo, he needs a bot. Yo, niggas need to, yo, Trojan need to sponsor this nigga just to save his life, bro. No funny shit. Trojan need to sponsor this nigga to save his life, bro.
It's a meme.
This nigga need Trojan to sponsor him, bro.
That'd be a meme. Like, I've never fucked, like, bro, I fucked a bitch one time with a condom, bro. Like,
and you didn't like it. Wait, why? Okay, so why don't you, so why don't you fuck with condoms? You don't like it? It feels different?
Yeah, shit don't even feel like sex, bro. Like,
it feels like you're fucking a robot?
The first time I fucked, like, with a virgin, like, I fucked, like, this virgin, like, 18-year-old and shit. I was, like, 14, bro.
Oh, look at you pulling bitches.
Yeah. Nah, I never fucked like when I was younger, my girl was 16. Bro. Unless she was like super bad, like good as fuck.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, son. Like, I'm like promethazine and this shit, son. I fucked a couple fat bitches. Like,
fat bitches.
They'll give me bread and shit for me. Like,
hey, yo,
Wait, when you fuck bad, is it good? Is the pussy good when you fuck a fat bitch? Is it?
I only fucked one. I can't do that again.
I just be getting my dick.
I heard that it's probably good. I mean,
no, I can't be doing that, bro. I only did one and I can't do that again.
Why?
Because I'm already short, you feel me? So, like, I'm like 5'4, you feel me? If she's fat, bro, that's like two people on me. I'm done.
Hey,
my pelvis gonna break, bro. Glass bones, paper skin type shit. Like, I'm gonna be done up, son.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, shout out to my boy Jamari, bro. He on the live.
Oh, hello. Wow, so you didn't shout out Jordan, but you shout out Jamari.
I'm about to drop the song.
Yeah,
Jordan's
about
to text you like,
Jamari, Jamari came correct on this shit. Jordan just came on here talking shit, like.
Jordan be like, man, I'm about to see like, tomorrow. Yo, that's how you treat me.
Like, this nigga was like, yo, all y'all niggas pussy. Just coming wreck off rip. Like, Jamari said was good. Like,
is Jordan still watching it live or no?
Nah, that nigga's off it.
Aw, you
were Yeah, of course he hopped
text
off.
Text him afterwards. Text him afterwards.
Nah, I ain't gonna text him. Well. I'm gonna just, if I do text him, I'm gonna be like, yo, that was some fuck shit. Damn, bruh. Soon, I need to get another tap, bro. I need to stop playing.
See, I can't roll them this great. Mine be like burning mad quick. It'd be ugly. Yo. Sizzling on me. You ever had blunt sizzle on you?
Yeah, that's how you know that shit busting.
Exactly. I had blunts.
If that shit ain't sizzling, if that shit ain't
my shit be sparking, son.
His shit damn near blow up in your hands,
bro.
That shit, he be having a stick of dynamite in his hand, chum. Who's up? What's good, man?
The music.
New albums.
Let us know, Zach.
Shows coming up. You guys got mixtapes, shows, anything like that coming up.
Yeah, we trying to get shows, you feel me?
Exactly.
Like, we trying to get shows.
Well.
We trying.
I mean, if you guys want to, like, talk to Zach, they be having showcases and stuff.
Bro, I need to go.
I mean, we got Dope be having showcases, too. I mean.
Yeah, like, we with it, bro. Like, whatever show, bro, we going to pop out soon. Like,
exactly.
It's all about networking.
It's over, son.
Yeah, like, we've been networking and shit. Like, yo, we got into the Ugly God and Lil Tracy concert for free, bro.
How so?
We was just walking up the Ave. Like, me and my boy Jabel was just walking up the street, bro. We was like, yo, how we gonna get this money, bro? We trying to buy some shit. Like, we trying to get some weed. Like, we see these two niggas. These niggas flee as hell, tats on their hands and face, all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, it's good. I just dapped them niggas up. I was like, yo, fuck with your tats. It was like, yo, we about to go to the show. I was like, oh, word. Like, you trying to get us in there?
You would get a tat on your face?
Yeah.
Of course. I would
say. I'm going to get the Batman Beyond signal right here.
Hey, yo.
That's
so gonna be hard. All right, so what are you going to do? Like, let's say you're going to pull a Gucci Man. You're going to get it erased when you grow older?
Oh, no. Nah, I'm going to keep it because my shit going to be small. I ain't going to get no big-ass ice cream cone on my shit.
Wild shit,
son.
Bro,
I
get a Gucci snake coming from right
y'all want some of the girl blunt?
Yeah.
The mouth
it's going to be like tiny. Right, I'm going to show you after I'm done.
It should be tough.
But, yeah, like, so we just linked up with them niggas, you feel me? And it was like, yo, we gonna hit up the promoter, see if he can get y'all in there. They text that nigga direct, like, yo.
For real?
And he was like, just give me their names.
Who are they?
First off.
What if they were, for real, like, artists? Like, mad,
nah, they
like,
weren't artists. They were just niggas that know people.
Oh, like one of those promoter type people.
And one of them, shout out to Young Prada. That's one of the niggas' name, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other nigga name is Jason, but I don't call him that, bro. If you watch Tokyo Ghoul, you'll know who I'm talking about. I'll call this nigga Kaneki, bro. Like, that nigga is hard body, bro. His hair is dyed blonde and black.
Yo, it surprises me how many rap niggas love anime.
Yeah, that shit goes hard, bro. Like, but that nigga, shout out to Kaneki too, son.
Mm-hmm.
Like, them niggas got us in there for free, son.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a wave.
Bro, that's all I want is tats and braids and grills.
Exactly.
You could braid your hair now. Why isn't that braided?
Nah, I don't know anybody that could, like, braid the shit, bro. And, like, I went to, like, this, like, nah, bro, like. I don't know, this shit's in Newark, bro. Like, something be dirty and shit. Like, I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
I want to let my shit grow a little more. I want to put it in, like, a certain type of braids. Like, I want to get man, but I got cornrows before and shit. Like, I don't like cornrows.
No.
Shit, I used to have long-ass hair, bro. My hair used to be down like,
why don't you do what some of the rappers do and get extensions?
Oh, nah, that's fruity.
How
do
is that fruity? That's extensions.
They get extensions to get braids.
They get, like, what girls get. Like, they add, like, a piece of, like, extension hair to their braids.
I'm not doing that, son. I'm sorry. Like, I'd rather just wait, bro. Like,
yeah, I'd rather wait.
Fuck is you putting weed in your hair for, son? Like, I'm not doing that, son. Like, that's some female shit.
What? Wow. What if I told you that, who did that the other day? Lil Yachty did it before.
Gay.
That's gay. Lil Yachty's gay.
I bet you Lil Skies probably put some extensions in his hair.
If Lil Skies did that, son, I'd be mad, bro.
Nah, yeah, I'll be mad. He's not gay, but that shit is a gay move, bro.
Yeah, that's a little funny.
If you wear
braids, a lot of rappers do gay moves, bro. Like, what the hell, son? But they're not gay.
Like Young Thug?
Young Thug, bro, but he already suspect.
He was like, oh, I'm mad because he had some jeans I couldn't cop and shit, bro. Like, I don't know, they be pulling gay moves and shit.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like, son, they're rappers.
He was mad over jeans,
they're
bro.
They're not gay, so you know how many bitches they could pull, son? Like, they could pull more bitches than, like, 3 seconds than you're pulling your wife, son. Like, it's like, damn, son, like, or whatever. Like, you could be gay if you want to, bro. Like,
it doesn't look like point, Zach but, couldn't accept the challenge.
Hey, yo, Zach, you trying to give me a water, bro? You got it.
Oh, we ain't getting no waters this time.
My yeah, God. Please, bro. Yeah, H2O.
We only got like some Gatorade right there. Oh.
Yeah, good luck, Snake.
Is it recording? Wow. Why for a second I really felt like we weren't recording, but I forgot and I realized that I had a phone song.
But nah,
that
son.
High nigga shit right there.
Yo, son, it's not. It's not.
Is your live popping right now? What's happening?
Nah, son, I kind of got mad and niggas got mad, so like, now nobody watching me.
Nobody
right now.
Watching
me. I'm about to turn it off and then turn it back on. That's how niggas come back. Oh, where he back on? But yeah.
But it'd be like 2 seconds, so they know you just did that to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
There you go. This is the girl blunt. It's a tiny little blunt.
Oh yeah.
This is what I wrote when I'm at my job. And I got
you say girl blunt?
Or we'll redact this part. But this is what I wrote. Yeah.
All right, that's tough.
This is what I wrote when I'm at my job and I got to go to
we need
smoke
you
or something.
Stop doing that right there. Yo, Jabel about to come in here and pass the
ball. Juice roll. So did you guys find any other topics or anything that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about why are these fuck niggas hating on me, man? Like, it's real, no, real shit, like, niggas be listening, it'll, like, niggas will listen to your shit and not tell you, like, in person, like, they won't tell you, but they'll be bumping your shit every day.
Right.
Like, yeah, Nate said that shit yesterday type shit, like, yo, niggas be bumping my shit, but they'll never tell me.
Let me get the lighter.
You're right, but, like,
That shit's out the way.
They be annoying you with that? Mm-hmm. It be a little annoying. Okay.
That's being a fuck nigga, bro. Because if you fuck, like, if you listen to my shit, son, why you not going to say nothing to me about it?
Oh. They don't congratulate you or anything when you drop new songs?
Some people do. Like, one nigga, that's he the reason why I'm dropping this shit, too. Like, oh. That nigga's, like, remember that shit I posted on Instagram? He was like, yo, drop that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everybody's telling me to drop that shit.
Yeah, that's
tough. That shit's tough.
Yeah, it was.
Some nigga pulled up on me, like, on the skateboard. That shit was like, yo, drop that shit. He didn't even say hi or nothing. Just like, yo, drop that shit. So I'm like, all right, nigga. Like, damn.
Yo, he didn't even say, yo, I fuck with you. No, damn. Yo, just drop that.
Like, you feel me? Like, I need this nigga Knight to drop songs. So I was saying, he need to drop more songs, bro. This nigga's actually fire, bro.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how long have you been rapping, Knight?
This nigga is fire, son.
It's actually, like, good ass,
bro. Yeah, bro.
How long you been rapping, Knight?
I've been rapping.
Come on, son.
It's been about a year.
Word.
I don't know. He just, like, he gets to, like, his raps out. He flows good. Like, he flows his words good. I don't know how to say it otherwise.
He flows his words good. So you mean like on like some J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar lyrical shit?
Nah,
nah. He could
whatever he writes, like he could write some like, even if he wrote some like thing that like he would want to like take off or something, he could then like make it flow. Like he could make a lot of things flow. Like.
Yeah, you feel me? My biggest problem is like, bro, I'm always like freestyling, bro. Mm-hmm. That shit gets ass. Like I'll write some shit and then, but as soon as I get there, I'll hear the beat and I'll just freestyle. And then it'll be like, yo, I don't even want to do the written shit.
Facts! I did it all the time. Yo. Son. I did it all the time, son. You know how many times I pulled up to the studio and wrote some shit and it was just like recording and then like, I don't know, the computer was too slow or some shit and I was just like, nah, bro. Like,
wait. Oh, that's like,
go yeah, like, that shit's out the way, son.
I'm low key testing you, Q, to be honest.
Or I got too high. Well, my
trying to see if you're going to keep pulling this out.
Yeah, like, especially when you get too high and your voice sound different, some you sound hard.
There you like, go.
You sound high, son.
Word.
Yeah. Do you guys smoke before every session, before you go to record?
Of course.
Yes.
I smoke.
That's the only way to do it.
You smoke before, during, after?
Yeah.
The night?
The whole time.
Like, every time, son.
Wow.
Like, I don't even record if I don't even have, like...
So weed is life.
Yeah, son.
Weed is life.
Firehead gang.
Drugs is life, bro. I like getting high.
Bro, well, I don't know about whack. I mean, I'm going to have to X-nay that.
Stizzy,
bro, they made, like, a weed and, like... Zanny cigarette fucking drug, bro. That would be like my life, bro.
Yo, this nigga would be bugging,
son.
I don't know if that'd be safe. I don't know if
smoke
be.
Nah,
I used to like do Zans that much. I don't do them no more. Like, I don't do those Zans no more, though. But I need one, son. I took it home for a knot, so.
What, nigga? What is he talking about, bro? Take the fucking roots, man. What are you talking about? I was just giving you that, bro. Son, this nigga makes shit got weed. But. Son.
Yeah.
Like, bruh. And the songs that me and Knight have together, bruh, if we drop them shits, bruh, that could.
Why don't you?
It's this nigga, bro. I want him to drop them, son. I don't have them. But that shit's hard, son. 3
For
real? Yeah.
It's coming soon.
I mean, when it comes to being an artist, you gotta be able to know, like, when, like, it's time. You gotta drop it, Knight. Come on. Like, are you doubting yourself? Is that it?
No. If you look at me and him, his Instagram bios, like, bro, says 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Both for drop both of it. Us, bro. Like,
stop playing with
us. Anticipation.
Man. Shout out to all the Haymans, bro. Shout out to all the Saymans, too, bro.
Y'all putting little waves right now. Y'all not letting us know we're going to drop the album.
Did
y'all hear about that?
The Carter 5.
Yeah. Everybody was like, I thought it was going to drop today. But he never told us a date. Nah, what is it? Wait, what's today? The 22nd? Oh, yeah, it was yesterday.
I'm just going to say shout out to all the Haymans and shout out to all the Saymans, bro.
What's that?
Haymans.
Yeah.
That's like our little handle shit, bro.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought that was like a...
Like, we just be like...
A gang or something.
No, like, I'll be like, hey, man. He'll be like, say, man. Or he'll say, hey, man. And I'll be like, say,
oh,
man.
Okay.
Funny as hell.
Oh, it's like your little group thing, your gang
thing.
Yeah,
just like me and him, type shit. We just do that
shit. It's all about the squad. I'm liking this episode. Y'all making it real squad-centric.
Yeah, man, you already know. Shouts out to Jabelle again, bro. Shouts out to Jason again, bro. 2 times.
3 tracks on the beat.
Yeah, you already know. That's going crazy.
All right. I mean, I guess I'll tell you guys the last topic. Got 10 minutes left. We're going to go into the Litty track of the week. That's the third segment, the last segment of the podcast. But what do y'all think about Tekashi 6ix9ine? You know, he's had that.
I fucks with him, bro, but that Spanish song, bro, come
fucks
on.
Fucks with that, too.
He needs subtitles under that shit or something, son. I don't know what the fuck he talking about.
Fucks with everything in that shit.
Clouds.
Learn how to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
You don't even speak Spanish. It's obviously not that hard.
Yeah, but did you guys hear about the whole trial that he's in right now? Like, for being a sexual predator?
I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Okay, but here's my thing. There's been a bunch of other, like, instances of, like, rappers and even underground rappers having, like, sexual predator traits and issues that come out.
He doesn't look like...
I don't think he did that shit, son. I think he was just a little...
Bro, that nigga's the GOAT, bro.
Yeah, I think he was just a little nigga at the wrong place at the wrong time type shit. Because his story sounds valid, son. Like, wild shit like that dude.
Bro, he's going to beat that... Bro, he's the GOAT right now. Bro. Like, he's going to beat that case. Like, no one's worried about that.
Where in the lifestyle that he was claiming that he was living back then, son, that shit... That's some shit like that would happen, son.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? He was doing, like, boot gang type shit, so... He was living, like, a little lifestyle type shit, so...
Yeah.
Yo, Boom Gang is the funniest nigga, bro, but that nigga hurting right now, bro.
No, he back up. You ain't seen him? He was doing it. Oh.
I ain't see it. I just seen him hurting, bro.
Damn. He was doing the whole giveaway with, like, food and stuff, or backpacks or something.
Yeah, he got to, because he just going to keep on doing that shit. Like, if he would have came in here like that, what would you have done to him?
He wouldn't have gotten inside this booth like that.
Word, I'd have been like, hey, yo,
son. I'm not trying to catch a case.
Word, bro, I'd have been like, yo, I know you're here, bro. I know who you are, but... Gotta go.
I'm gonna need you to sober up like 10 minutes. Nah, let you overheat, overdose right here. Nah, well, I don't have no contract for that.
I was lucky I even got here, son. I was drunk as hell last night, bro.
Really?
Yeah, son.
Partying too hard on a Friday.
Yeah, son. I almost died type shit, bro.
Hey, yo.
Worried about it. I overdosed one time.
Really? Tell us.
It was actually like a week before my birthday and shit, bro.
On what?
I took, like, 4 Zans.
Move the mic closer to you. Wow.
I took, like, 4 Zans. I took, like, mad, like, alcohol and shit, bro.
What, were you, like, it's time to party, or you were, like, nah, let me just put this pain. Let me just...
I don't know, bro. Like, nah, bro, I just had, bro, I was just on some other shit, bro. Like, I was on that drug and shit, bro. Like,
You were just living a life?
Huh?
You were living a life?
Yeah, I guess, bro, like... yeah, I actually had mad Bally and shit, but I didn't even... I was rolling this fat-ass wood because I was like, bro, yeah, it's about to be over, do whatever.
Yeah.
And shit was fat as hell. I didn't even get to smoke that shit, but like...
What happened? You just passed out?
Yeah.
You woke back up in the hospital type shit?
Yeah, like 2 days later.
Wow.
My mom was like, oh, I was throwing up like mad pills and shit. She was like, oh, like... yeah, she had to call like the hospital and shit. She thought I was dead and shit, like, honestly.
Yeah, last night I thought I was dead too, son.
With the drinks.
Yeah, son, like, I'm, like I said, bro, I'm short, bro, so the drink gon' hit me hard. Like, I'm a little nigga, son.
Yeah.
I was drinking teleporter shit. I seen that shit on the bottle. I got nervous, bro. Like, I seen that shit on the table. I was like, oh, nah, not you again. Like,
hey,
you
know what
I
mean?
Like, I was drunk as hell. Yeah,
like, my numinous.
Bro, I passed out on Jabella's chair for, like, hours, bro. Shouts out to Jabella again,
my nemesis.
But, like, three times,
bro.
My nemesis.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie.
Every episode, I say something wrong.
I woke up with a tube in my deck, bro.
What, nigga? What?
Yeah, where now I was in the hospital, bro. Like, they had, like, this tube.
They put a tube in your dick, bro?
Oh, yeah, and they had to pump my
stomach. That's a catheter,
shit,
bro.
Like, yeah, that's what that's called.
Bro, they had that shit in my, like, and I was about to push it out. They were like, bro, if we put that shit out, your dick's gonna bleed. Like, I'm like, oh, like, nah, bro, take that shit out. Like,
that
bro,
sounds like, so painful.
I was still high as hell, like, after 2 days, bro. I was still, like, high as
was
hell.
Was it painful?
Like, I didn't really, like, I was.
It was numb.
I was gone, bro. Like, I was gone.
Hey, yo, speaking of catheters, bro, I told my mom if I ever get to that point, bro, just off me, bro. I don't
you
want
know,
no
I
catheter,
was talking
bro.
About last week is that we should have, like, planned instances for our deaths. Like, you know, I feel like we should talk about that more because some people be dying and don't be having no wills or nothing.
Yo, these niggas talking in my chat, son, like.
What they talking about?
They talking about smoking together. They like, yo, spark me up.
Bro,
yo.
I ain't got shit, son. That's why I want to get famous so I can make a will, son. Like,
yeah,
care.
Exactly.
Like, I have a kid, bro, like I said, bro. Like, I had a kid at, like, 16, bro, or 15, bro.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Wow. Shout out to
the year and 7 months right now, bro.
Aw.
He's walking and shit.
Aw.
Yeah. It's Papa Brad over there.
Mom and Brad.
Oh, wow. That's so cute, though. But, I mean, hey. At least you accepted the responsibility.
Yo, son, I be violent, son. Like, females be on some nut shit sometimes, bro.
What do you mean?
Somebody, yo.
Let me know. No, I like to know.
I might have to turn it live off right now.
You gonna have to record it? Nah, yeah. Don't put this in your archive.
I have to turn this shit off. Hey, yo, I don't give a fuck, though. Yo, like, I'm on the shit, like, I mean, somebody hit my phone and it was like, yo, I want a baby. I was like, skirt. Nah, nigga. Like, I didn't even respond. I just looked at it, son.
What?
It texted me, like, kept going. I just wasn't replying, but I just looked at that
shit. You messing with the wrong kind of chicks.
I was like, yo, you
brother, son. You know how many people said that shit to me, son? Like, or, like,
you
know,
I want to have your baby.
Like, when you're not even when you're about to, like, when you're about to pull out and shit. Goals
or no?
Yeah, you already know.
Like, bro, you know
what you're not have goals? Who wants to be a mother?
You got to start finding these bitches, son.
Yo, these niggas like, yo, he about to be famous. They just keep saying that shit.
I know, bro. It's the Harrison bitch. Be like, son, I need my baby to happen.
Word, son. That's my dad. Yo, my dad told me that shit.
These bitches probably be young as hell. I don't understand my dad told me that. Why does everyone want to be a baby mother and not a wife?
Because you get mad money for that.
Why is it 2018? Exactly. Child support is the new income and it's so sad.
Like, my dad told me. He was like, yo, the reason why I had kids by your mom, bro, was because of her hair, bro. That's why your hair is like that, bro. My dad got naps, bro. Like, if
shout
you
out
comb,
to the nap game.
Nah, son. Nap game, nah, son. It's different to have a nap, like, nappy shit, but naughty shit, that's different. Like, you can dread that shit up. You can do some shit. But yeah. Naps, bro, breaking combs, like, my dad done broke, like, 5 combs on his waves, bro. Like, he grew his shit up a little bit, and he tried to comb it down, and shit broke. How are you breaking? You got waves, bro. Come on, bro.
You sound so disappointed.
I was, bro. Like, I walked in the kitchen, I'm like, yo, what you doing? Not in the kitchen at that, bro.
Oh, my God,
like,
no.
He trying to walk in the garage, like, just breaking them all, like, bugging, bro.
Nah, but, wow. I mean, you know, natural hair, shout out.
Weird. I ain't never put no weave, no none of that in my hair, but my hair is all natural. Bro. All
right.
Be grown.
I mean, yeah. It looks good. You guys got some good curls on you. I see.
Yeah, you feel me?
Why you make that face at your boy? That's crazy. The jealousy. Wow.
Chill.
He was like, yeah.
Nah, because this shit curly, too.
Yeah.
Nah, my shit just not be
so. No, shouts out to Team Nap. Stop it. But yeah, all right, guys. Well, thank you guys for being on the show. I mean, we pretty much rounded it off. You guys want to introduce the Litty track of the week?
Yeah, man. My song. Like that.
What? That. I'm sorry. You're supposed to go. This is the Litty track of the week.
Oh, yeah, guys. This is the Litty track of the week.
And then you guys say goodbye.
Yeah, bye, bro. All right,
goodbye.
Peace out, my nigga.
Peace out, bro. 609 gang.
Any last shout outs? Anything?
Shout out to Jabelle. Shout out Jason. Shout out Jamari. Shout out Baby Brad. Shout out everybody, bro. Shout out everybody, bro. Everybody
what about
that fuck with me, son. Everybody that fucks with me, shout out.
Shout out, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan, if you fuck with me. But everybody who fuck with me, shout out, bro. All
right, and that's
shout
it,
shout out
guys.
The plugs.
Yeah, shout out to all the plugs. All the 8 for 25 plugs. Shout out to y'all.
I get 8s for 20. I'm from Brick City.
8s for 20, too.
Halves for 75. Hit my phone.
All right, so that concludes this episode of Lit Like Leash. And guys, remember just to keep those blunts lit and keep that mind sparked. Wow, you guys, I love when people give me sound effects.